This is Wine Trends with Roy Perez.
Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This is The Hustle with Roy Perez. And today we've got with us Liel Rimon. How are you doing, Liel?
Good morning. I'm doing quite great. Thank you. The business is open. People can come. It's a little bit back to normal. A little bit.
Little bit back to normal. And we've got with us as well Nicole, how's your office? How's the feeling to be back in your office?
So excited, I can't tell you.
Is it?
I'm so happy. I swear, I feel normal.
You feel normal. All right. This feeling
it's
is
very
good.
Difficult.
It's very difficult to feel normal.
Yes. About the time in your life, Nicole?
The first time in her life she feel normal. There you go. So time is now 9:07, and we're here transmitting on Skype still. They don't allow us to get into Chai FM yet. I think the only one that transmits in the morning is Howard. I don't think anybody else transmits. And
what
transmits? No, how do you say? So what do you say?
No, it's transmitting. But these days have other meetings.
Oh, transmitting diseases. Oh, you're all right. No, shame. So no, the only one that actually gets to the station is Howard, and it's a little bit difficult to work without seeing the other people in your, in your team. But I think we did quite well in the last few months. Hopefully the people hear us well. My telephone number is 083-6100-209. If you're most welcome to send me WhatsApps, and I promise you, I will read them all, and unless they're not nice, unless they're not appropriate. Then we've got with us as well Moshe Starograd. How are you doing, Mr. Moshe Starograd?
Good day, good morning, very good. You know, I'm very happy because I hear positivity on your side, Liel and Nicole. Make me feel good. Hopefully,
I tell you something, and I tell all our listeners something. If you are not positive, you cannot expect anything positive to happen. Think about it, guys. You have to be positive in life. You have to be positive. You're not positive.
It comes easy.
But if you're not positive, definitely positive things will not happen.
You know, Roy, from the movies. Yeah. Every time they lock someone up, like in jail or something. When he gets out, suddenly he enjoy the sunset. He enjoy walking on the beach. He enjoy breathing the air. That's what it is. It's, we feel like we've been born after being locked down.
100%. 100%.
Appreciate
the freedom. It's exactly. One of my friends was married for 30 years. And when he got divorced, he felt exactly like Liel said. You know, when you walk the beach and you feel like a butterfly. Although before he was not a butterfly. You know, it's 120 kilos person, not really a butterfly. But still, when you get divorced, you feel all this lighter, beautiful, nice, and
But listen,
you're right.
When you're married, it's very hard to feel at all. So exactly, when you get divorced, all these feelings.
You're right. So what do we have today? Let me tell you what we've got today. So first of all, we've got, we're supposed to go to a break now. So let's go to a break, and we're going to come back just now with South Africa statistics. What's happening with the COVID-19? Craig, take us to the first break.
This is Wine Trends with Roy Perez.
All right, guys. All right. We're back. Let me read you. There's one live read for us here to do. There's quite a few, actually. And just for you to know, we right now standing with the confirmed cases of 7,808 people. Deaths are 153. The picture of the country looks a little bit, not great, because if you look in Gauteng, which is the most populated area of South Africa, but it is the smallest area of South Africa, we've got 1,720, which is not so bad. And the Western Cape, which is a very spread area, very big area, has 3,760. So I don't know what's happening there. Maybe it's the townships like Ayelisha, which explained that people live really on top of the other, on top of each other. I'm not sure, but that's possible. The Eastern Cape is 849, Northern Cape it's only 26 people, Free State 130, KwaZulu-Natal 1,189, Northwest 37, Mpumalanga 57, Limpopo 40. Like I said, Gauteng is 1,720, which is actually, I must say, if those figures are near correct, we're not doing that bad. What do you think, guys?
No, we're not. The question is, how many checks do you do? How many people do you check? And
I think they've done something like 260,000 checks. And yeah, the percentages are not great. You're right. When we talked on break, you're right. So yeah, percentages are not bad. And don't forget that we've got our population is quite young, which it's a good thing and a bad thing. I had a big discussion yesterday with my kids, and they said that the only country, most of the world, women live longer than men. You know that.
Yeah.
So especially bad women, you know, those ones, they will complain, they're always, but you know, anyway, they live more than men. In South Africa, funny enough, they live less than men. And if you know, the average South African woman lives to 47. This is not right.
What?
The woman. And men must be about 50 something or 54, 55. Say again?
The numbers that remind me of the Middle Ages. That's
the Middle Ages. I'll tell you why. Because women or girls are more susceptible to contracting HIV. And, and they work. In South Africa, they work more than men work. So, yeah, that's why. That's the reason. And with the problems we've got here with the violence. Family violence and obesity. Oh, yeah. My kids mentioned obesity. So in the discussion, says South Africa is one of the most, So if you're looking at Israel being the men live to 84 or 85, I'm not sure, 84 or 85.
And the woman is 278.
The women don't die in Israel. The men, anyway, can never see them die. I mean, this is not something that you sit and, So,
you know why the man dies earlier than the wife?
Why?
Because he wants to.
Yes, really wants to. The guy really wants to. Anyway, I'm going to get another live read. We've got this, as an essential service provider, Dis-Chem is open. And with you all the way. Dis-Chem is working tirelessly to ensure our shelves are stocked and we can provide you with all your necessary essentials. During this lockdown period, our dispensary and clinics are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekends. Dis-Chem, pharmacist who cares? All right. Guys, so what I want to say is that so the COVID-19 is basically ruling our lives right now. For instance, El Al, they say they're going to resume flights to near countries like Cyprus and Greece, and they're going to cancel the middle seat. You know, it's another approach. Israel basically flattened the curve almost completely. It's the number one country in the world that started and they're doing it very well. 2 days ago, I only listened to the news 2 days ago, and they said they had 31 new cases. 31, they're making something like 13 or 15,000 tests a day, and only 31 new cases. This is actually a very good one that looks like they are really, really stopping the curve. I mean, many more people are recovering from the disease than people getting infected. So that's what the flattening the curve is all about. And I don't know, what do you think is going to happen in South Africa right now? What do you think? I mean, we are really in South Africa, we're really in unknown, because before they're going to start doing a real investigation of the situation and pull many more tests, I don't know if we'll be able to know where we are, I'm actually quite confused with that. What do you think? What do you think? Oh, we need to go to, We need to go to another ad break. Hold on a second. Let me see. I think we have to go for another ad break now. All right. So let's go to an ad break. Craig, take us to an ad break.
This is Wine and Friends with Roy Perez.
All right. We're back, guys. Basically, we're back. Thank you for bearing with us here. And like I'm going to repeat our numbers. We're here. It's not in the studio. We're here. I'm at home. Liel is at work. And Nicole is at work. Moshe is at home, too. And anyway, I'd like you to, if you got anything to tell us or if you want something to say, on my cell phone number is my WhatsApp. You can WhatsApp me on 083-6100-209. Our offices are open, too. We're here to give services. It wasn't really busy lately, I must say, but we're at least helping a little bit people that are in need. Prices are actually quite good for gold in the last few days. And I would love you guys to, if you got a problem, just get out of the house, come for a cup of coffee, we sit down, we can chat. Although we have to wear masks, it is compulsory in our businesses. Liel or myself will allow you to get in if you don't have a mask. And you have to wash your hands just before or use the alcohol gel just before. And what can I say? What do you think? Business with Corona, listen, guys? I mean, what do you think? Yeah?
To get a license to open your business right now is an essential or non-essential, doesn't matter. But there is rules and regulation that we need to stand by, like keeping distance between people. We can't pack our waiting rooms with people. People cannot go around without masks. Cannot. This is a law in South Africa that if you go around, you go outside, you need to have a face mask. So, sanitizing hand of people, it's definitely a regulation that you have. But also, it protects you. You have to make everything you can to protect yourself and to stay safe when the environment is not in your house, like when you're going to work and stuff like this. It's not a joke. And
no, it's not a
regulation,
joke.
Because we're going to talk about the economy and what's going to happen, what we think going to happen just now. All this regulation, all these new laws, all these new laws of conduct going to stay with us for quite a long time.
It's amazing. Social distancing. I mean, that's been practiced in the Jewish religion between husband and wife for many, many years, social distancing.
Well, listen,
especially when you're married after a few years, yeah.
We as Ashkenazi people, we're practicing it for hundreds of years.
Especially the Polish girls, that Moshe will tell you.
I mean,
the Polish girls are really, really practicing that.
Strictly
with that, yeah. I must say, I mean, to be a Jewish husband, it's another story. So, over and above everything we're talking about, we are talking right now about a little bit of business. What do you guys think about businesses right now in South Africa? I mean, how are we going to get together? How are we going to get along? How things will come back? How are you going to jumpstart that economy that anyway wasn't that great? How are we going to do it? So right now, everybody must look into his own self and say, hey, guys, how do I maintain, not sit at home and say, oh, feel sorry for yourself. And, you know, instead of that, wake up, see where you are, see what you can do. And you know what? Many people can work from home, not a big deal. Although you got your kids at home, whatever, find a corner and try to work. I mean, if you don't have money, things are a little bit difficult in your life. Although, when you sit at home, and I felt in the first month when we were sitting at home every day, you know, just before, from the 26th of March till about the 20th of March, I was feeling anyway that we didn't spend any money. I mean, the expenses are very low. Look, if you don't go to restaurants, you don't eat takeaways, you don't go to movies, you don't go to theaters, you don't go to, you actually do nothing. I mean, food costs quite cheap. I mean, this is not a big deal. I mean, obviously, if you're not, debt poor and debt in problems, it's really, you don't have to spend so much money. What do you think, Leo?
I think it's quite right. And it's like a chain reaction because, like you said, you're not going out, you're spending less money. Now, you're not going out. why do you need this expensive Ferrari that you bought? Who are you going to
exactly.
show it? Where are you going to go with it?
So go, now go, carry on. Why would you buy a Rolex? I mean, why would you buy a Rolex if you don't have anybody to show it for? Why would you buy a Rolex if you got no one to show it for? Why would you buy a new jewelry? For what? Actually, why would you buy clothes if you're sitting at home with pajamas? So maybe pajama factories will really rise and shine, and the rest will not. So I say, if you got stuff to get rid of, I mean, this is the right time to come to us and just knock on our door. I promise you very good prices and everybody will be very, very happy. It's unfortunate that our rent lost its ground completely. I think we are sitting very close to 19. I haven't checked. I mean, I feel really in misery every time I'm checking.
At the moment, it's 1862. Yeah. But that's another question for you, Roy. Where do you think the new, because there was a big shakeup in the economy, and we can't say that nothing happened, and especially in South Africa, that we don't have the most stable economy in the world. Where it's going to finish? What is the new rent value?
But look, you know, it's South Africa, actually, it's
you're closer to 10.
I believe much closer to 20. I believe closer to 20. But the few things that we have to remember in South Africa, the way I believe in South Africa, it's really quite a speculative currency. So meaning it's not the real value of the currency, because if you take in, and there's a lot of ways to check currency. The main thing to check currency, for my opinion, is when you go and compare prices between here and the world. So there's some people that call it the Coca-Cola graph or index, or the, some of them, the Big Mac index. So if you look at the Big Mac and you see how much Big Macs are worth in South Africa, check it, for instance, in New York, how much, then you see that is actually with the rent is valued much better than what it is today. It's supposed to, I think if you mark it like this, the rent must be about eight to the dollar. Now, So now, if you go and have a beer in the beach in Israel, it will cost you 35 shekels. Now don't forget the shekel now is about 5 rand 30 to the rand. So if you look at the 35 shekels, this is $10. $10 is 182 rand, was 186 rands, am I right? $10. 186, you just say.
Yeah.
So 186 rands for a beer. I mean, think about it. It's crazy. So that's what's happening in Israel. So some economies are crazy.
Think about another thing that average, not a normal, an average salary in Israel, it's about 8,000 rand times 5.3, so it's about 45,000 rand average.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
So it's 186 for a beer doesn't sound so bad now.
Nah, it doesn't. No, you're right. But you understand what I'm saying. So
yeah, definitely.
The rent still buys quite a bit in South Africa. Number one. Number two. Yes, there's a big turmoil in the whole over the world. So in South Africa, people are more speculative than over the world. Over the world, you compare, and in South Africa, if somebody sneezes, like in the old days, Zuma used to come up with this, you know, he had some ideas, he used to come up in the morning, and then the currency used to go completely down, you know, same thing with the same thing. So it's speculative. People speculate what's going to happen, and then they're going to, decide whether they're going to buy rands or going to buy dollars. But if you look at it right now, South Africa is sitting with the COVID-19 situation, and we are losing, I mean, our currency is losing against the dollar. But from the other end, the USA as well is suffering with the COVID-19. They should actually, it should be some sort of a balance. I mean, why their currency continues being strong and ours just goes down? So this is only a matter, for my opinion, it's only a matter of speculating. This is it. People speculate. Well, obviously, according to history, that up to now, for instance, they're still trying to revive. I mean, South Africa government still trying to revive SAA. After being losing billions and billions, they're going to meet today. The unions, I mean, how can you have unions in a situation like this? Unions should say, guys, even if they pay you 100 rands a day, go work. I mean, how they're going to meet the unions today in court? Would you believe that? Would you believe that? You tell them, guys, I mean, if you want to run a company properly, you tell them, guys, this is, we're not flying. If we're not flying, you go home. Do you want to go home or do you want to unionize? That's all. But honestly,
a union is a killer. The union is a killer.
100%. 100%. And they must realize, they must know the position. Because you cannot have union in a situation where there's unemployment. When there's huge unemployment, like 30, 40% unemployment, and right now I'm sure we've got like 90% or 80% unemployment right now at this point in time, you can't have unions. You can't have the unions. So the union,
that's
it says
right.
That the unions are the unions are how would you call it? A body of itself, the trans for itself. That's it. It doesn't run for the people. It runs for itself. It runs to get, first of all, it's a very powerful body.
It's a business.
And it takes a lot of money. It's a business. And the people, and the beneficiaries of the business is the heads of the union.
Yes.
They're not the,
you have,
not the workers.
You know what else is a business?
What?
A church is a business. There's a lot of businesses like this that prey on people. Just take the money and.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
Don't
you're actually right.
Anything.
You are completely right. I believe you are right. You are right.
Because of the union, you see, in South Africa, because we are not a productive country. We don't produce anything. First of all, now look at the Southeast Asia. Look at Vietnam. Look at Cambodia. No union. Everybody works. The whole world wants to give work over there because they can produce something. In South Africa, we're not producing, but the union is saying, no, never mind the producing what we don't produce, you pay us. Therefore, it will never come right.
Yeah, it's actually a big problem. We should use the population that we have in South Africa, we should use it to make more things. We shouldn't buy stuff from China. We should be better than China. We should produce stuff. When you take away from... America is so strong because of its industry. Over the years, the industry, a country without industry is not a country, for my opinion. A country that doesn't push on the industry is not a good country. By the way,
America,
you know, President Donald Trump labels COVID-19 as an attack and is blaming China. Now, you know, recently, in the last week, it was proven. In the last week, it was proven that China and the world the World Health Organization knew about it, but they never made anybody to know. So I do believe that there's a lot to be blamed for in China and in the world. Maybe, you know, at the beginning, everybody says it's a conspiracy theory and it's whatever. But it's a very big possibility. Maybe they didn't want to make themselves, but it really came out of a laboratory in Wuhan, and here's where we are. You know, the whole world must suffer because of them. What can I say? The Japanese Prime Minister extends the state of emergency till the end of May. And, you know, Japanese people are very, 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 people that obey the law. Mexico is days away from running out of beer. They've got problems of their own, eh? They've got problems. They've got the corona there, you're right. So, yeah, but they are days away from running out of beer, believe it or not. I think we can export. No, we can't export. Yeah, we can export to them. what more? Well, yeah. Guys, if you need stuff, I've got a live read. Let me just live read that one. And, where is it live read? Yeah. All right. You know and love his music. And now you can catch Hanan Ben Ari for a personal concert from his home to yours. Catch Hanan Ben Ari this Friday at 1 p.m. for this pre-Shabbat concert. Follow it on Facebook, and we will post the link on High FM Facebook page 2 101.9 High FM, 101.9 megahertz of live. This is from our advertisers. And what was it? Dear valued customer, please be advised that Advanced Plumbers is available to attend any plumbing job and emergencies that you may have around your home or office. Please don't hesitate to call or WhatsApp me, thanking you always for your support, David Zimmerman. His telephone number is 082-892-5931. What I want to say more is that we are sitting in a situation where we don't know how to jumpstart the economy. We don't know how to jumpstart nothing. In the meantime, we're still in early stages. It's actually quite terrible. We are in early stages of the COVID-19. According to, I don't know, I think it was the health minister that spoke yesterday and says, nah, it's going to take till the end of August or to reach the peak. And if they're going to let us sit at home till the end of August, I think bad things will happen. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I think bad things will happen. I mean, if you continue sitting at home, that will be a big, big problem for the economy. It's going to be a huge problem for everybody in South Africa.
But we somehow...
Yeah?
We somehow opened a bit. Yeah. There's a little bit more cars. I hope by the end of the month the school will come back and the sports.
It's not going to happen with the schools. Schools are big, big problem. Schools are not like we think. Schools
but
are the main place. Yeah.
They're talking about by the end of the month they want to bring back the schools. Even if it will be in a different way, slowly, but still.
Sure. I don't know.
And because when you take the schools back, it means you need to bring the kids to school, you need to make them food, you need all industries opening around it. And I think it will help because we need to reopen. This economy is not strong enough to stay closed this way.
No, 100%. I mean, how many people are you going to kill? I mean, how many people they're going to die? You have to calculate how many people will die from hunger and how many people will die from the coronavirus. Okay. You're right. You have to contain it. I think the steps the government took were very, very good steps. But now they have to start playing it right. Over and above that, we've got a big opportunity to restart an economy that was dying. So basically, we have reached already the bottom of the bottom. And let's go back to that after the ads. Craig, take us to the ads.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez.
I believe we're back, and the union says that the English Premier League season should be lost if clubs don't back neutral venues. So, I don't know. They don't want to do mutual venues for obvious reasons. I mean, why? Where are they going to make the money if they're going to have mutual venues, you know? This is quite crazy, what's happening with clubs.
That's
as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe they're going to find a way. They have to find a way.
You think they have to find a way because...
Yeah, they will.
But to be honest with you, we actually learn to live without it, huh? I mean, really. It's not so bad anymore, you know, like we used to talk a lot about soccer and whatever, but it's... Think about it. Think what's happening to us. I mean, we are really second in now. Huh?
Yeah, but it's still too much money involved in this kind of stuff. You can't just throw it to the side and... I don't believe that a lot of people lost the interest, like you said. Still very passionate and want to see something.
What do you know about Fernandez transfer from Sporting to Man United? What do you know about it?
Yeah, they're investigating it now.
What is the problem?
Yeah, they're investigating Manchester City. The problem is a good player, this one. He's too good for Manchester United, so, yeah.
But what is the investigation about? What's happening there?
They probably paid money under the table, they paid commissions
that are not supposed to be paid. Yeah, so German government gives Bundesliga green light to resume on May 15th. So, believe it or not, they will start playing on May 15th. In my opinion, if everybody wears masks and they put proper order on wearing masks, they can go to
How can you do sports with a mask on? What are you?
Not the players. Not the players.
What you call this guy with the sword?
I'm talking about the, yeah?
What you call the sport with the sword? Fencing.
Fencing, so. Fencing.
So fencing, they can do whatever they want. They have masks. But other sports, leave us alone. We need to breathe.
Yeah, you're right. No, I'm not talking
about soccer players
to play with a mask. I'm talking about the I mean, how can you see, how can you watch a soccer game or any game of sport without the crowd? The crowd makes the whole thing, you know?
The crowd makes the whole thing. Also to play. You can see them playing in the training. It's not the same. The crowd gives you an extra adrenaline. Sure. It gives you...
One thing I can tell you, but I think it will happen, although you see games, maybe with the fans or without the fans in the car, but the players are unfit. They'll be unfit.
No, of course.
You will see the game, I don't think you will see the same performance and you enjoy it like you saw it before.
Yeah, I think you're 100% correct. It's impossible to set a date for Serie A return. So they had really, really a bad time, eh?
Moshe,
really
it's like they wanted to bring the Olympics and do the Olympics maybe to put it another month delay. But if you didn't train and you didn't compete for the last 3 months, you're going to go there like a couch potato. What are you going to do?
Absolutely. And you know what happened?
100 meter run gonna be over 2 days. Come on, it's not something serious that you can.
I tell you, you know, I want to give you an example. You know, the NBA, the basketball league in America. And about 3 years ago, I think the players had a strike for about 2 or 3 months.
Nah,
you know, when they came back, they were so unfit. Nobody enjoyed any game.
It was horrible.
Because you know, if you're not, you're losing the momentum, you must train all the time. Therefore, like you go to work, they go to train.
No, but
this is their job, to train every day.
In the strike, they didn't start the season at all. So they didn't start and stop. They didn't start the season, and they were started the season, eventually 3 or 4 months later. And the guys were training and everything, but it's not taking you 2-3 months to get into a playing shape. That's what I'm saying. Until if they will return the English Premier League now, until the guys will go back in shape, it will finish. So,
absolutely, take time, yeah.
Crystal Palace can be the best team right now, West Ham, whatever.
Why? Why?
Because it's anybody's game.
You're right. Because
Liverpool is in the momentum and everything. It's finished.
No, Liverpool's actually lost the momentum.
That's what I'm saying.
We locked down. We actually lost the momentum. And was in the momentum. We lost the momentum just after the game before the game against
Watford.
Watford game.
They are 3-0.
Juventus, Paulo Dybala cleared after contracting coronavirus. So he's cleared already. Dybala was a boy, and it's a little kid. This guy is not even, what is it, 20, 21?
No.
Is he not?
I'm sure he's a bit older.
But Anthony Joshua's next title defense may not be behind closed doors. So I don't know who's Anthony Joshua? Anthony Joshua's.
Okay.
So basically what we're saying is, I don't really know and I don't really feel that we all we have to know, guys, is that, we open, we provide good business, and we provide good service. We still provide good service. Our office is not fully, we are employing only 2 or 3 people in our offices, in accordance with the COVID-19, regulations. So we're not full and packed. So if you worry about COVID-19, we are 100% safe, clean, and we don't have problem. You're most welcome to come to our offices, 341 Jan Smuts Avenue, in Hyde Park, this is Cashin, or If you want to closer to Sandton, we've got a 96 Sandton Drive. That stop cash. Our numbers are 011-255-7777. And if you want for stop cash, it's 88011-884-0000. We really give the same service that we gave before. We are licensed. We're not licensed. I think we got permit from government that we can do that. And yeah, Craig, take us to Ed's.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez.
All right, we're back on, guys. I think we're back on. And then, yeah, you know what? There's enough of this COVID-19 talking. Let's talk some nice things. What can be happening? What can be happening? What do you think? How are we going to wake up now the next morning without COVID-19? Apparently, Israel found a cure or some sort of a medicine, or some sort of God knows what. We found, Israel found in the biological institution in Nes Ziona. They're busy right now. They found something. I mean, I don't know if it's cure to the corona or some sort of a medicine for the corona. They're busy patenting it and finding a company that will manufacture it in millions. And everybody expects somebody to do it. And Israel is the first one. Looks like Israel is the first one. I'm not sure if that's going to be 100% the cure or the vaccine or I don't know what, but it is definitely a very good step in the right direction. One of the ministers in Israel said it 2 days ago that we actually found the something. Anyway, it's a big step forward in a cure to the corona problem. So till we're going to have that one on our doorstep, I think we still have to be practice cautious with anything that we do, especially social distancing. Guys, keep away from people. Make sure you're away from people. If you're away from people, you will not get affected. Put your mask on. Make sure that anybody that is next to you has his mask on. This disease apparently does not survive in the air, but the way we talk, we can sneeze, we can shout, and when we shout, we can get to about 2 meters. I know South African government says a meter. I'm telling you guys, keep 2 meters. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being more safe or safer, you know? So that's number one. Number two, make sure. So if somebody's got his mask on and you have your mask on, I think you don't have much chance of contracting the disease unless you're touching a surface that the disease is on and touch your face afterwards. So basically, try to practice where you don't touch your face or wash your face before you touch them. That's why the mask is very good, because it actually doesn't let you touch your face neither. So I want you to practice that. We don't have too many things to say, but I tell you something. We are really, really dedicated here to help you. Like I said, our offices are open. I don't want to make it like a big commercial to our, I don't want to make it like a big commercial to what we do, but our offices are open, and 101.9 High FM is here as well, just to provide you some, some uplift to make sure that you are happy, and what else, guys?
Now we're going to go through it all together.
Okay.
And I think it's almost done. Another push.
You know, as you said, Roy, nobody will do it for you. Only you'll do it by yourself. So in other words, the people must stick to the to exactly how to behave to this virus to go away. It won't go away by itself. As you said, keep the mask, wash the face, everything.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
It will go away. Otherwise, it will stay here, because you won't, if you don't, do what's supposed to be done. It won't go away.
It's a collective effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. And hopefully we're going to hopefully government will jumpstart the economy in a way that will help us. Because as it is, I mean, our economy is so not good. It's so bad that basically we did hit rock bottom with the last scale us down to jump status, and again another jump status. So basically we double jumped, And I think there's a place to recover. So, for my opinion, like I said before, and I said yesterday as well, and I said last week as well, I mean, I appreciate that they're going to put 500 billion rands into economy. I said, if they can put 10 billion into sorting out the smallest thing ever, so we can walk the streets of South Africa, if we can do, and think about it, guys, I mean, some of our listeners got the power to do that. Some of our listeners got the power to actually change things. I mean, we are just make big time, and you can make big time. All right, we're going to have to wrap up. So, guys, I just want to wish you a great Shabbos. Have a great weekend. And what more, guys? So for myself at Cashin, my name is Roy Peretz, Shmoshe Starograd, Nicole, and Liel.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, wish you a great Shabbos, weekend. All right.
Good Shabbos, and let's hope that everything will come right. Great.
Yes.
All right,
bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, guys.